This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization has given its authorization for emergency use of a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by China's Sinopharm. The decision by the WHO Technical Advisory Group opens the possibility that the Sinopharm vaccine could be included into the UN-backed COVAX program in coming weeks or months. The European Union has called Friday on the United States and other major COVID-19 vaccine producers to export what they make as the European Union does, rather than talk about waiving intellectual property rights to the shots. Commission head Ursula von der Leyen told a news conference on the sidelines of a summit of EU leaders that discussions on the waiver would not produce a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine in the short to medium term. She said about 50% of European-produced coronavirus vaccine is exported to almost 90 countries, including those in the World Health Organization-backed COVAX program. Britain announced a first tentative step Friday toward resuming international travel, saying that UK citizens will be able to travel to countries including Portugal, Iceland, and Israel later this month without having to quarantine upon their return. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said that the country's current blanket ban on overseas vacations will be replaced on May 17th by a traffic light system classifying countries as low, medium, or high risk. The green list of 12 low-risk territories also includes Gibraltar and the Falkland Islands, but not major vacation destinations for Britons like France, Italy, Spain, and Greece, which are on the amber list. More VOAnews.com.